Internet retailing giant eBay is admitting today that the hacking of its computer systems 3 months ago could affect all 145 million users of the auction website. The company has defended the time it's taken to discover the unauthorised access to its network and the two-week delay in letting its users know that their private information was stolen. Internet security analysts say they now expect a rise in the number of secondary attacks as hackers attempt to exploit other sites. Will Ockenden reports.
The numbers behind one of the world's biggest e-commerce sites, eBay, are staggering. Last year, the company saw more than $205 billion worth of goods bought and sold via its website by around 145 million active users. eBay has admitted that many of the personal details, including names, emails, addresses and phone numbers of those millions of users, have been lost.
I think eBay really needs to have been a bit faster off the mark telling people that they had a problem.
Stilgarian is a freelance internet security commentator.
It's been around 2 weeks since they definitely knew that the database had been potentially compromised.
Users reacted angrily when told how much of their personal information has been lost. Taylor uses eBay occasionally.
Maybe once a month when I want to shop.
eBay says no financial information like credit cards were lost in the attack, and has urged customers to change their password. But the company also owns payment provider PayPal, which is often linked to a user's eBay account.
Yeah, I use the same password for everything. I shouldn't say that, but...
I don't think you're alone.
Yeah. So my credit card, my debit cards, everything is connected to my PayPal. PayPal's connected to eBay.
So you better change both.
Yeah, fire up. God damn it, eBay.
She says it's going to be a hassle.
Now I have to go to the mission of changing it all and making sure everything's secure and safe.
That's easier said than done. While changing a password is easy, changing your email, telephone number or physical address isn't. No one would seriously entertain changing their name in response to an internet security breach, and changing your date of birth is impossible. Stilgarian says the reason why such a huge loss of personal information is so serious is because it's those private details which other services like banks or phone companies rely on for authentication over the phone.
The database itself has people's names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses and dates of birth. That's a big chunk of the information you need to start stealing an identity.
I rang my own phone company to see what I could do using the type of information eBay says was stolen from its user database.
Oh, I'm going to check it for you. I just need some details. Is it fine?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to pull up your account using this number. And who am I speaking with now? What is your name?
After I gave my phone number and full name, the next question was...
How about your date of birth?
And that's enough.
Okay, the last time you recharged this number was on...
For identity theft, getting access to someone's phone is a big step to accessing other parts of their life. Many banks, for example, now send single-use authentication numbers via SMS for use when logging in or transferring money. Copies of phone bills are often accepted as part of proving identity, and it's not hard to change the address with the type of information eBay lost. Would I be able to change my address?
Okay, just your residential address?
Yep.
Okay, what is your previous address?
eBay says a user's physical address was stolen during the hack. This isn't saying that there's a problem with the phone company's processes. Rather, it shows how easy it is to impersonate someone with their basic information. Stilgarian says there'll likely be problems on other systems as attackers use the information gathered in the eBay hack to break in to other websites.
We can expect this database to go into the big pool of information that's available to the criminal underground.
eBay declined an interview request with The World Today, but provided a link to a list of frequently asked questions. It says the company has been working with security experts and law enforcement to investigate the matter.
Will Ockenden reporting.